Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Let's talk innovation on Kaya Biz.
Time to talk innovation here on Kaya Biz, right? And doing that by getting your thoughts and feedback as well. So do share your voice notes, 063-688-0959. And tonight we're talking about innovation in the banking space. Now, we've had amazing conversations before around how TymeBank has been an innovator and a disruptor within the banking space in South Africa. We're well aware that it has recently turned a profit. That was the last conversation we had with representatives of the bank, and understand that they are certainly pushing the mark by having more than 4 million, I beg your pardon, 9 million customers so far in South Africa. But to tell us more as to how they are being innovative, they are tapping into new avenues to make sure that we as customers can withdraw cash at spaza shops and traders, we join on the line by Greg Ildner, who's TymeBank's Chief Strategy Officer. Greg, such a pleasure to have you, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gugu. Lovely to speak to you again, and good evening to your listeners.
Likewise. Thank you again for joining us. A bit of a tongue twister around your surname this time around, but I'm hoping I pronounced it
correctly. You did well.
Perfect.
My daughters still struggle with it, and they're 15 and 13 years old.
Oh, stunning. Speaking of 15 and 13-year-olds, I'm assuming that they're also contributing to your customer base, because TymeBank is certainly a very easy and innovative bank to interact with, correct?
So they don't have accounts yet in their own name. So their father has invested their birthday money in GoalSave, our savings proposition, where we pay the best rates in market. But Angela is about to turn 16. So she's just under 2 months away from her 16th birthday. And on that date, I'm going to escort her to a kiosk, or
we'll
get her through our app process, and she'll have her very own bank account.
Stunning. And the reason why I asked this, and I love the fact that you're able to share the story with us, Greg, is because a lot of our listeners do typically look at bank accounts that they can have for their families and children in different ages. And typically it speaks to access. But something that TymeBank has done in terms of providing that access is making it easier for us to withdraw cash, not just from ATMs or from a box or pick and pay till, but you have actually expanded this to the informal market in spaza shops. Help us understand how you've done this.
Yeah, so this has been sort of a passion project of ours. So our customers, as you indicated, they can draw cash at any ATM in the country, any bank's ATM, and they effectively pay the same price as our biggest competitors charge for their own ATMs. They can do free cash withdrawals at pick and pay and box at till points, and they can do card-based withdrawals at any retailer. But about 6 months ago, we did a deal with Kazang. And our customers are able to go to merchants that have the Kazang logo and the Kazang sort of acquiring devices in their stores and do a cash withdrawal there. And now Flash with 172,000 merchants. And sort of the how that transaction works is you fire up our USSD channel. So you dial *120*543# and you go cash withdrawal, Flash voucher. You pick the amount you want, and you present the voucher to the merchant, and they hand over some cash.
Yeah. I find this so intriguing, because I'm aware that just a few years ago, 2-3 years ago, Lesaka actually bought Kazang, which participates in terms of providing innovative point-of-sale devices and technology to a lot of informal traders. So it really sounds as though you've tapped into a unique ecosystem that already has the technology backing behind it.
Yeah, so what I mean, you know, our model is all about sort of finding partners that are like-minded or have complementary infrastructure. Now we've invested in technology and invested in customer-facing staff, but we don't have big back offices and branches and ATMs of our own and cash service centers. So it's all been through partners. So the Pick and Pay and Boxer, you know, we host our kiosks in their environments. TFG, the same thing. So we've got over 1,100. Kiosks dotted around the country where you can open an account, but we've onboarded, I think, 9 million customers, or over 9 million customers, 2 million of them on through our app, so without even visiting a kiosk. But lots of people actually pay lots of money to travel to an ATM, so we decided, you know, that's a good problem to try and solve on behalf of our customers. And this means if you need cash, we'd prefer that you kept your funds in your bank account, and use your card to make purchases. But if you do need cash, now you have this massive footprint of merchants where you can do cash withdrawals.
I find this so intriguing because you've really also adapted the technology to make it super easy for customers as well. And as you say, customers can generate a voucher, they receive it via mobile text, and then they can actually go to the spaza shops to withdraw the money. I'm assuming this obviously means that the informal trader needs to have the necessary cash, but I'm also keen to understand if there's any fees associated with this.
Yeah, so the informal traders, you know, the spaza shop, the little shop on the corner, typically they do have cash, and actually the cash is a problem for them. They need to get rid of it because they need to convert it into a bank balance so that they can buy the goods that they sell or pay for the airtime that they vend. So getting rid of the cash is something that's helpful to them. And getting paid to get rid of the cash, because the lion's share, we do charge a fee for this. We charge 7 rand per transaction. But the lion's share of that 7 rand just goes straight to the merchant. So the merchant is, instead of selling mini-mill, is selling cash, and it's solving a sort of a security problem for them and a practical problem where if they had to go and deposit the cash at a bank branch, they'd have to close their shop down typically and then wouldn't be able to make sales. So I think everyone wins in this situation. Our customers have another option. So they can, you know, they can elect to use this as the way in which they get cash, or they can go to Pick n Pay and Boxer, or we use an ATM. There's now a very long list of places where they can get cash. And actually we are convinced that we now have the biggest cash network in the country, which is a little ironic for a digital bank.
I was about to ask about that, because given that you are a digital bank, you know, you've got GoalSave, MoreTime, all these phenomenal innovative solutions that you've implemented through the digital platform. I'm keen to understand, you know, what nuances are you seeing and trends are you seeing from your customer usage? Is there a heightened demand for cash withdrawals and cash transfers versus the digital solutions you've provided?
There's a constant need for cash. So we would love for customers to keep the money in their bank account, invest in GoalSave. We introduced the fixed deposit product in July last year, paid the best rates in the market, still do. Exactly. So this is why I keep telling my daughters, your money, this is the best you can do. Give it to your father and I'll invest it for you. So we have this suite of products that we offer to encourage our customers to keep the money in sort of the banking ecosystem. We've tried to eliminate as much friction as possible, sort of cost friction. So where we are able to price at zero, we do. And there's lots of transactions customers, you know, pay nothing for. So EFTs and PayShop instant payments and send money to mobile phones and debit orders. We don't charge for any of that. We don't charge monthly fees. But some customers need cash. They need cash for, you know, some practical reason. And in the past, that meant they either had to travel to a Pick n Pay Boxer store to do a free cash withdrawal, or to an ATM. You can do it at other retailers. We charge 3 rand. ATMs, we charge 10 rand. But this gives them an option that often means they don't have to travel very far. And therefore, they save on those costs. What we're hoping is that same spaza shop where they're drawing the cash, they'll realize, actually, I didn't need to draw the cash. I can use my card to buy the milk and the mini-meal.
I see. But what's beautiful is that you are creating an awareness around the options that are certainly available. And I guess, as we do take a look at, you know, TymeBank's ongoing strategy and growth, does this also lend itself to the growth in your business banking offering? Because that's also been primarily focused on sole proprietors. But does this offer them an opportunity as well to perhaps incorporate some of the technology that you could have from your peers at Flash?
I think so, sort of watch this space. So we've got lots of stuff planned in the coming months. One of the big new features that we're set to launch probably in about 2 weeks' time is tap to pay. So you'll be able to use your phone or your watch or a fancy device. You can pay with your time back account just by tapping. And that means, you know, this deal with Flash means that you don't need a card, which means you can onboard as a TymeBank customer, even, you know, if there's nowhere for you to get a card anywhere nearby, you know, you live in the middle of nowhere, there's still utility in having a real bank account and being able to have people pay you and you pay them. You can access cash. And if you've got a smartphone, and actually more and more really basic phones, you know, allow you to do this tap to pay transaction. It means that pretty much anyone can do banking without having to physically go to a kiosk, and that means we dramatically expand our network and expand our sort of the value of having a relationship time with TymeBank for, as you say, business customers.
Yeah. Definitely. Greg, I love that you could tell where I was going with this. I'm capitalizing on your title as a Chief Strategy Officer to find out if you'll break any news. So exciting to hear that there's always new stuff. And as you mentioned, Tap and Pay, I recall having a conversation with yourself and your colleague Cheslin, and where a lot of participants on a Time Bank Twitter space or X space that we had actually raised this concern. So it's really encouraging to see that you're actually following through with the requests from customers and implementing them in your strategy. And I can imagine not every question, frustration, solution is practical, but this is refreshing. And, you know, is this a consistent effort from the bank's part in terms of strategy to essentially ease customer control?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so I mean, we try to broaden what we offer. We you know, in the coming months, we're going to polish our app quite dramatically. If you know, customers that switch between our iOS app and our Android app will be currently greeted with quite different user experiences. And we launched a bank under 2 years ago in the Philippines, and they got the benefit of all of our hard work, and they got a fancy new set of apps. And we're going to bring all of that stuff back into South Africa, so our users will get, you know, some cool new technology and sort of new user experiences. Hopefully it makes everyone's lives easier. But over time, we'll definitely add products. And in the business banking space, just over a year and a half ago, we TymeBank actually bought a business called Retail Capital that does merchant advances. So to advances funds to businesses, mostly on the back of data that we were able to glean from point of sale devices. That product is, you know, squarely aimed at small and medium sized retailers in South Africa, and we intend to round out our business proposition for those customers, also working with partners.
100%. Sheesh, Greg, really appreciate it. Looks like I'll be speaking to you in the next few months with more breaking news and updates. So really excited to hear this. Typically, when we would have conversations, we would play horns and the poo 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 poo. I'm just kidding. Like, there you go. Something still stay familiar, right, Greg?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Fantastic. Such a pleasure speaking to you this evening. That's my guest tonight, TymeBank's Chief Strategy Officer, Greg Ilgner, who's joined us this evening to help us understand how the business is diversifying the ways within which South Africans can actually access cash within our informal economy. So a digital bank, but still sticking to the principles and the needs of South Africans who typically might need cash on the go, and still innovating in terms of developing pay systems when you can tap and pay. So really listening to the needs of their customers there. Yeah, it's been a journey. As you can imagine, we've been following through with these businesses for quite some time. So it's really refreshing to see the growth and the metamorphosis of these banking institutions as they change not only their operations, but the experience that you and I have as a customer. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. It's always a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you to the Bonsai Brother. Next time we'll get to your question around legitimate channels for buying a Rolex. And I think that's very important. Make sure that you do see an institution that is qualified and registered. And at TD Malindi, commenting on our interview and conversation with TymeBank, saying TymeBank is a game changer. This is a good move and will benefit all stakeholders.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.